Hey, it's me. Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you picked up. I'm bored. Yes, so it is your problem. Okay, as one of my best friends, it is technically your responsibility to entertain me when I am bored. Don't I always try to entertain you when you're bored? Okay, yeah, that's true. I try to entertain you at all times, even when you're supposed to be working, but I think that is a lot of fun to do, so I'm not going to stop doing it. Are you busy now? Can you talk for a little bit? Yay. Okay. So, how are you going to entertain me since you can talk for a little bit? What? I have to entertain myself? You're so mean. Yes, you are mean. Don't you care about me? Shut up. Yes, you do. So what are you doing anyways? Gosh, you are always working on something. Whether it's like stuff for your job or hobbies and stuff. That's great. You're so productive. I mean, yeah, I have my productive times, but I also have my lazy times, and this is one of them. I probably should be doing several things, but don't feel like doing that right now. I'll get to it eventually. You know, I always deliver on what I need to do. Okay. Okay, that's a good point. Yes, I procrastinate, and then I get super stressed, and I complain about it, but I get it done right. That was the point of that whole thing. Oh man. Well, today I did do some work in the morning, but honestly, right now I'm just laying in bed. I'm just in one of those moods where, like, I want to do something, but I simultaneously feel like doing nothing all at the same time. And I'm just like, bleh. Well, I want to do one thing. I wanted to talk to my best friend. And I'm doing that, so I'm a little bit happier. My gosh. I don't know. It's just like, I don't know. Like, okay, I feel like I'm gonna go on a rant vent. Sorry. No, I don't want to, like bring down the mood or anything like that. Okay, if you really want to hear what I have to say. Now I was just thinking, like I love, what I do. I love my job, but I don't want my life to be all about work, Like I have hobbies and stuff, but like sometimes I feel like they don't interest me as much as I feel like they should, and it's like I just want to find something to occupy my time. Like, and oh gosh, if I go down this road, I know what you're gonna say. Okay, you'll see what I mean when I say it. But anyways, like, I don't know, like a lot of people occupy their time. I mean, I don't know if you feel this way, but I feel like you kind of do, and I kind of feel this way. And I'm not saying occupying your time with this is a bad thing, but a lot of people, when they have a little bit more time to focus on themselves and want to occupy their time, they get to know people and I'm gonna say it bluntly, they fuck. They date, they get out there, and God, a part of me really wants to do that so badly. But I don't know. Another part is kind of reluctant to do that. Why? Oh my gosh, you know why better than anybody else. Have you seen my dating history? A fucking disaster. Yes, it was. Okay, yeah, I was involved with some pretty big douchebags and terrible people. Yeah, that is true. Okay, that's a good point. I did learn a lot from it, but like I feel like it was unsuccessful. Look at me, still single. Ugh, no prospects in sight. Like, I don't know. I can't lie. I'm scared of, you know, getting out there and getting hurt again, but I feel like a big part of me is ready to, you know, open myself up again and get to know people and stuff. But of course, I always feel this way at the wrong times because I have, like I said, no prospects. Like, ugh, God, who would even look at me to date, honestly? Like, I am starting to feel like I'm not a dateable person. Of course you have to disagree because you're my best friend and you say all positive things about me always and forever. Yeah, that's a lie, but I knew you were going to be like, well, of course you're dateable, blah, 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 blah. Okay, do you want me to tell you the reasons why I'm not dateable? Okay, reason one. I feel like it's hard for me to do casual shit. Like, I want something that's, well, not immediately, but I want something that's, you know, kind of deep and emotional. Like, yeah, dating can be fun, but if I'm going to date, I want to date to find actual relationship. You know what I mean? And I feel like a lot of people, that's not what they're looking for. They kind of just want something, you know, casual and fun. It's just something that they do, like I said, to occupy their time. And I don't know. I just feel like I'm really emotional, and that could be a good thing and a bad thing. I like to really connect with people, and some people, that scares them. Like, I just feel like I'm intense in a way, and it drives people away. And lately, I feel like I'm not even as cute as I thought I was. Like, I'm not, like, oh my God. I honestly just feel so ugly. I do. Ugh. Here we go. Oh my God. Of course you're gonna disagree with me. Whatever. Okay. I'm gonna seriously hear you out. Okay, go ahead. I promise I won't interrupt. Go. Okay, you think I'm a beautiful person inside and out. That's very sweet. Yeah, I have to agree that I'm a softie. And you think I'm emotional, you agree, but you think that's a good thing. And I care a lot about people. Yeah, I try to care a lot about people. I do care a lot about people. You think that'd make a good girlfriend? That's really sweet. I don't know. I would just want to make someone, you know, happy. I'd want to take care of them, and I'd want them to take care of me, and I just want things to be, you know, equal. Like, okay, I don't know if this is a weird analogy, but like me and you, you know, like how me and you, we always look out for each other. Like, our want to, like, annoy each other and talk to each other is so mutual. Like, honestly, there have been so many times where I'm like about to call you and you call me first, and I'm like, oh my God, I was just about to call you, or I was literally just thinking the same thing. Like, we're always seriously on the same page. I swear we have the same mind sometimes. Whatever. I should be pointing the finger at you. You are the secret mind reader. Whatever. Oh my God. But you know what I mean? Like, we're just in sync. We just click. We just get each other. And I would want something like that in somebody that I'm dating. You know what I mean? You know what? We should just say fuck it and date each other. What? What do you mean, yeah, let's do it? Okay, I'm shocked for several reasons. One, every time I jokingly suggest it, you're like, no, like, don't even joke about that. We couldn't do that. Like, we're best friends and it wouldn't work. And what if it ruins our friendship and da 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 da. And then the times after that, you were like, whatever, leave me alone, because you knew I was trying to annoy you. But now you're like, yeah, let's do it. Wait. Are you actually serious right now? What? You are? I mean, I was kind of half joking, but do you really feel that way? Would you? I mean, I don't know if this is the best way to have this conversation, but, like, seriously, like, be honest with me. Would you want us to try that? To, like, be more than friends? Crossed your mind? Wow. I'm a little surprised. No, of course I'm not angry at you. No, I could never be angry at you. I'm not upset. I'm just, I just didn't think you would ever say those words to me or feel that way. How do I feel? I mean, I would be lying if I said it didn't cross my mind. Like I just said to you, we connect, we click, we make sense. We just get each other. You get me more than anybody else does, and I'm closer to you more than anybody else. And honestly, I care about you more than anybody else. I mean, how do you feel? You like me? You love me? You mean like love? Wow. God, you know I love you too, as a friend, but I'm gonna be honest. I promised I would always be honest with you. Of course I love you more than that. I never, you know, try to push it, because I didn't think it was ever gonna be a possibility for us, but now that you're saying this to me, I'm honestly, I'm scared, because I don't want anything to come between us. I don't want our friendship to be ruined. I don't want to lose you. I mean, do you think that we could, if anything, if we were to really do this, do you think we could still at least be in each other's lives somehow? Yeah. Do you really want to do this with me? Like, no, like, seriously, no joke. You like me. Like, you want, like, you would want to date me. Like, all of this, me. I I want you to. Oh my God, I can't believe I just said that to you. Oh my God. I'm smiling so hard right now. You're smiling too? You are so adorable. Well, if we're gonna, you know, try this whole dating thing out and see where it goes, how about we try it out for the first time this weekend? Let me take you out. How about like 7? We go out to the diner, catch a movie, and then see where the night takes us. Yeah? All right. It's a date.